Here's what's coming up on today's show.
The takeaway, Ben, is really just the understanding kind of the rules of the game and understanding that these things do affect us. And sometimes do we need to step away and realize, hey, maybe things aren't that bad. Maybe things aren't going to get that worse.
When it comes to your finances, you don't want to be at a disadvantage. Tim Dyer can help. He's a wealth manager specializing in retirement planning and investment management, and he can be that financial coach that helps you achieve your goals in retirement. This is Retirement Power Play.
Well, hello and welcome into the Retirement Power Play podcast. I'm Ben George. He's Tim Dyer at Dyer Wealth Management out in San Diego. Tim, we're both sports fans. I got thinking a little bit. It's been pretty wild year, I know, for both with football and for the NHL. There's been some pretty streaky teams this year so far. Have you been surprised by some of the things you've seen?
Yes, right. The retirement power play. For those of us, exactly. You know, for those of you that are regular listeners, you know that power play is a hockey term, but which is near and dear to my heart because I'm a big hockey guy, hockey fanatic, I like to say. And I know you're a college football guru, so sometimes there's just lessons to be learned in sports or in analogies. So one of them that comes to example here is this. At this point, I know this when this gets released, this data will be a little bit old. But as of right now, in the NHL world, the New Jersey Devils, a team that nobody expected anything from, are through 16 games, they're 13-3. Now, what's interesting about that is they started off the year maybe .500. They've won 10 straight. And they're not far away from the all-time record for New Jersey, who's had many teams that have won Stanley Cups. I'm not the biggest New Jersey Devils fan because my team is the Boston Bruins, and they're right behind them. They're 14-2 this year. Now, they haven't won 10 straight. They're on a four-game winning streak, but they are en fuego at home. They have not lost at home. So there's a streak. They're 9-0 at home.
Nice.
So I don't know. What does that mean? I mean, when I think about it and I think about different streaks, it's really easy to get kind of sucked into it, right? The Bruins are playing at home. I don't care who they're playing. They could be playing the NHL All-Stars. They're still going to whip them, you know? When we think about that from retirement or investment perspective, what happens is maybe stocks have put together a couple of years of really solid returns. So what happens is people look at that streak and they say, well, that'll just continue, okay? That's something we know in the industry. It's called recency bias. And what we mean by that is what has happened in recent times tends to affect our thinking, and people believe that that is going to continue as it has into the near future and beyond. And, you know, while some of those things may continue, the Bruins may continue to be very strong at home, fingers crossed. In fact, we don't even know if they go undefeated the entire season, which would be over 40 games. It's highly unlikely, though, that is going to happen. And we know that historically, like, just things happen. The same thing with the markets. Whether it's large companies or growth companies or tech stocks. I mean, tech stocks have really been the golden child investing for years. It goes back really until after the financial collapse of 08, that has been what's led us out. And not a lot of people have been talking about the value side of the equation, which is kind of the Warren Buffett world of things, you know, trying to buy companies for 80, 90 cents that are worth a dollar, you know, to use an analogy. So streaks, you know, I'll just finish it out with streaks are important, right? They allow us to know that when things are working well. There's also negative streaks. And people think that if a team is 0-10, that they're going to go 0-80, to use the NHL, where there's 80 games. No, at some point, some of those crappy teams are going to win some games. They're going to, you know, their goalie's going to play incredible, and they're going to get some power play goals and whatever it might be. So whether it's too good or too bad, they never last that way forever.
Yeah, I was thinking about it, you know, maybe it's just because of all the news that's been going on this year, but I was thinking about on the other side, the negative side that you just kind of touched on is I think that's what a lot of people feel right now is, when is the bottom going to happen, right? When is it going to end? It just seems like it's, you know, this time's different. It's just been so bad that it's going to continue just to get worse and worse and worse. There's no end in sight. It's kind of the same idea, right? I mean, it's, you're thinking about that, and maybe it keeps you from maybe making a few investments or making a few moves that you might need to make or probably know you should make, mm-hmm. but the emotion takes over.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the market goes down 5 and people say it must be that it's going to continue to go down 10. And then if it does, they say, see, I told you. And it went down 10. That means it's going to go down 15 or 20. And it does. And they say, see, I was right. You know, so those are two things, recency bias and also confirmation bias. So when you believe mm-hmm. something is true and that it's going to happen, when it does, then you get what's called confirmation bias. It says, see, I knew. And now when I get other ideas, I'm probably right again too. Yeah. So if you ever want to change that, just get married because you'll find out that you're never right. But I think, you know, being aware of these things, these biases are just how we're wired. And at first, maybe you're the person that goes into a casino in Las Vegas and says, oh, I know these things are built on the backs of losers. You know, I'm not a loser. I'm going to be different. You know, maybe you are that person, but most aren't.
Right.
They go in there hopefully to have a good time. They know they're going to maybe win a couple of bucks, probably lose a couple of bucks. And you know, the casinos continue to print money and give the free drinks out, right? I think, you know, the takeaway, Ben, is really just the understanding kind of the rules of the game and understanding that these things do affect us. And sometimes do we need to step away and realize, hey, maybe things aren't that bad. Maybe things aren't going to get that worse. You can remember at the beginning of 2022, Russia invaded Ukraine. I mean, we were talking about nuclear things, right?
Yeah.
I don't mean to laugh about that, but I mean to think that, and who knows, but you know, how far we've come from that point. It isn't even the top topic now in the United States or dominating the news headlines, right? It's other things that are recent, other things that are streaky. Those are the things that are dominating the headlines now. So I think sports can be a good analogy and also a reminder that when it's good, it can stay good, but it usually doesn't stay that way forever. You need to prepare. And if it's bad, it usually doesn't stay that bad forever.
Yeah.
It adjusts.
And I even kind of think too, even kind of expanding on that a little bit, you know, I just think about like dynasties or teams that are really good that have kind of established themselves as a team to be. Your Bruins kind of fall in that boat, right? Over this last, I don't know, decade or so, they've been, you know, extremely difficult to beat. Mm-hmm. Obviously the Patriots in football, but
I want to make sure you got that in there. That's a dynasty.
That
brother.
Is a dynasty, right? And my Alabama football team, right? There, at some point, these good things don't last forever. And I even think of this as like a different companies, blue chip companies that you might feel like is you're never going to miss out if you invest in. But times change, and there's a lot of great companies that used to be rock solid investments that are now almost nowhere to be found.
Oh, my goodness. I saw, I'm trying to think of what website it was on. There was a visual, maybe it was on Twitter, but there was a visual graphic of tech stocks and their performance in 2022. And this, you know, this at the time, stock market was maybe down about 20%. I mean, these Facebook, I mean, the companies, well, Twitter's kind of another story, but Snapchat, Netflix, Tesla, these stocks are down not 20%, they're down 60, 70% or more, 80, 90%. And some of them aren't coming back. The good ones will certainly kind of retool, reposition, recapitalize, whatever it takes, re-engineer themselves. But yeah, I mean, those are some staggering losses. But okay, so on the other side of that coin, Ben, let's talk about energy.
Okay.
I mean, people had written off Exxon. They'd written off, you know, a lot of the energy or oil companies, whether it's the refiners, the drillers, the, you know, all the different aspects that go into that. Energy's up double digits this year. Not even double digits. Some of these companies are up 100%. They were up in 2022. So a big company that's got a lot of headlines is a company called Occidental Petroleum. That's a big holding for Warren Buffett. And, you know, that stock was up over 100% at one point during the year. So
it's a good point because you look at some of the best performing stocks in 2022. There weren't many that were in the green, right? But all the many of the energy stocks did very, very well.
Yeah, those were in the green for sure. Some of the things, the sectors that we call are more defensive, utilities, materials, energy, some money has flowed back into there, not only because they tend to be defensive when the stock market gets a little wonky, as we say, but also they've been so overlooked over the last decade that, you know, just from a valuation perspective, there was just some opportunity there. And money moves around. It looks where it's best served. It's been best served in the FANG type stocks, right? That was the old Facebook, Amazon, Apple, Netflix. I mean, the whole acronym. But money has sort of moved away from those now. And those aren't necessarily must owns. Doesn't mean they're not good companies that can't reestablish themselves, but I mean, just using Facebook as an example, it's a real transition time. Facebook is not the New Jersey Devils. It's not streaking. It is not the Boston Bruins. It's probably on the other end of the spectrum, closer to the Arizona Coyotes or the Buffalo Sabres.
Good point.
Side note here, the Arizona Coyotes, this is an interesting thing. They are building a big arena in Arizona. But until it's completed, they're actually playing hockey at ASU, right? The Sun Devils. It's a 5,000-seat capacity arena. And can you imagine seeing an NHL game, like the best players in the world in a 5,000-seat barn, as we call it?
Yeah.
I know the Bruins are coming there in a couple of weeks, and I'm going to go out and see the game. Tickets are expensive because they're $300-$400. Because there's only so many seats. But boy, when we get in there, it's going to be loud and it's going to be awesome. So I'm really looking forward to that. And
even better, it's called the Mullet Arena.
It is. I was going to Google that. I don't know if... Do you know, is that a name? Is it named after a company that just has that name? Or did they just kind of slap that name on for the absurdity of it?
I don't know the backstory on it. It just kind of had some generic Iceplex name. But I think it's just kind of picked up that as the maybe as a nickname. I don't know the backstory.
Nickname,
it,
America, yeah. I'll find out for you. I'll report there on one of our upcoming episodes. But that is going to be a good time. So
that will be fun. But I mean, I guess just kind of is wrapping it up is just you can't just assume anything. I guess with investing, right? Things are, and I guess too, you got to kind of stay a little bit grounded. The highs aren't as strong as you think they might be, and the lows aren't as bad as they seemingly will be, right? I mean, I think we learned that in 2022 that it feels hopeless in many cases, but we know this will bounce back. And when it does get going again, know that at some point it will all kind of pull back again and we'll have this other side of the cycle, because that's what the market does. It goes up and goes down.
You know, Ben, I think one of the things that I always like to live by is that when it comes to different scenarios and how things change, I always like to remind people that optimism is the only realism, okay? And you can go through your life being a curmudgeon and pessimistic, and maybe that helps you out in a few scenarios. But more often than not, just understanding that the world is constantly evolving, but it's also evolving and improving. We mentioned in a past episode of how millions of people wake up every day and they go to work in companies that are designed to make our lives better. And, you know, if tax laws change, then companies change, you know, what they do. And, you know, all these different things that get thrown at us. If we run into some sort of crisis with water, I'm just kind of riffing here a second, but you know, companies will turn their attention to that and they'll figure out how to, you know, desalinize faster, cheaper, whatever it might be. So things, optimism really is the only realism. I got that from one of my mentors, Nick Murray, and it's never not served me wrong, and never underestimate the power of the American ingenuity. So there's always a things that are out there to be optimistic about. So don't get too beat up on stocks or markets either way. In the end, it's usually better than it started. So
yeah. And hopefully your Bruins will close out the season much like they began the season as well. 14-2 out of the gates. Pretty impressive stuff, Tim, as always, for your Bruins.
Fun to watch, baby. Fun to watch.
Yeah, maybe this is the year they'll raise another banner. Who knows? Well, always fun chopping it up with you on the ice and the sports side of things. I know there's always a lot we can take out of that and apply to finance, and we did a little bit today. But if you like the show, please subscribe to the podcast. We'd appreciate that. You can find every episode online at retirementpowerplaypodcast.com. And you can also get in touch with Tim, 858-459-3937, if you want to talk to him anything with your financial planning, retirement, any of that, you can always get in touch with them there. And Tim, we'll do it again sometime soon and keep an eye on those Devils and Bruins. Maybe that'll be the Stanley Cup this year. We'll see.
See you in Arizona.
The commentary on this podcast reflects the personal opinions, viewpoints, and analyses of Sage Capital Advisors, LLC, DBA Dyer Wealth Management employees making such comment and should not be regarded as a description of advisory services provided by Dyer Wealth Management or performance returns of any Dyer Wealth Management Investments client. The views reflected in the commentary are subject to change at any time without notice. The opinions expressed in this podcast are for general informational purposes only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual or any specific security. It is only intended to provide education about the financial industry. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult your financial advisor prior to investing. Any past performance discussed during this program is no guarantee of future results. Any indices referred for comparison are unmanaged and cannot be invested into directly. As always, please remember investing involves risk and possible loss of principal capital. Please seek advice from a licensed professional. Dyer Wealth Management provides advisory services through Sage Capital Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Advisory services are only offered to clients or prospective clients where Dyer Wealth Management and its representatives are properly licensed or exempt from licensure. No advice may be rendered by Dyer Wealth Management unless a client service agreement is in place.